the Romans slowly advanced from their strongholds around the Mediterranean Sea, engulfing lands and peoples as they went. And the Romans didn't take control peacefully. They invaded towns and cities, stealing land by simply occupying it. Soldiers in the Roman emperor's armies slaughtered anyone who put up a fight or got in their way, even members of groups traditionally considered off-limits to civilized invaders, women, the elderly, and children. Those conquered people who were captured but not killed during the Roman invasions were kept as slaves. The Roman Empire's economy depended on slaves to plant and harvest crops for its vast territories, and to work producing things like jugs and other pottery. Those who had not fought, and who lived in small villages like Nazareth, were left to plant their fields and work at the crafts they were trained for. The one big change was that now they had to accumulate money in the form of coins to pay taxes to Rome and temple fees to the Jewish hierarchy in Jerusalem. For hundreds of years before this, a farmer paid a portion of his crop as a tax to his rulers. He bartered food for services, such as the repair of his roof, or goods, such as a baby goat. Now the economy of Judea and Galilee had changed. The tax